the Lord. We're glad you're here today, and we appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. I want to ask you to turn this morning over to the book of Matthew, and we're going to read from Matthew chapter 7 this morning. And Jesus says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." And then he says in verse number 26, "And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Now turn with me, if you will, please, to the book of James. And we're going to read just one single verse there in the book of James, and that's James chapter 1 and verse number 8. James chapter 1 and verse number 8. James writes and says, in that first chapter and in the 8th verse, "A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'm going to ask if you just bow your heads. We're going to stop reading right there. And I would ask that you bow your heads and let's pray and ask the Lord for his divine ability to minister the word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have an opportunity together here in the house of the Lord to open your word and to look into the word of God together. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that we have sensed as we have sang and as we have praised and as we have give glory unto you in our worship. And now, Father, we come to the reading of your word and to the expounding of your word. And I would pray, Lord, that you would allow that same Holy Spirit to be among us. That you would give us the touch of your anointing to both speak on my behalf and to hear on all of our behalves. Touch our hearts this morning, Lord, to receive your word. And I pray, Father, that you would bless me to be a blessing, that you would divinely inspire my thoughts, that you would put your word in my mouth, and that you would help me speak as an instrument in your hand. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give us liberty in the anointing of the Holy Spirit to have liberty in the house of the Lord to expound and explain your word. Touch our lives by your word, O God. Let us leave here changed by the power of your word, I pray. And Father, for all of these things, we will give you the praise and we will give you the glory. We ask that you glorify your name and edify your people in Jesus' name. And everyone in agreement said amen. I want to title my message this morning, "The Problem with a Double-Minded Man." The problem with a double-minded man. As I begin this morning to just get into the message that the Lord has laid upon my heart, let me ask you a question. If you were planning to build a new home, let's say that you had tucked money away and you had saved and you had planned and you had designed and now you were ready to build yourself a new home. Would you not want to build that home upon a solid, secure, firm, fixed foundation. Wouldn't you want to build upon a foundation that was square? Because if you've had any kind of construction experience, I mean, you will understand that if the foundation is not square, it's really difficult to build. Hello? And you would want that foundation to be solid and secure and firm and fixed. Because if you were going to build upon anything less than a stable, secure foundation, you would really just be throwing your time, your investment, and everything else away. Because the foundation would allow what you were trying to build and create, the foundation would eventually allow it to crumble. You would desire to build upon a solid and firm, stable, enduring foundation. Please understand this morning that when I'm talking about a secure structure is only secure if it is placed upon a solid foundation. It is only secure and it will only stand the test of time if it is solid and enduring and fixed, anchored. Amen. It must be unconditionally steadfast, unmovable. It must be concrete. It must be dependable. It must be unmovable. And in our first text that we read this morning, there in the book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse number 24 through verse number 27, Jesus is speaking and he is illustrating, or he is giving, using the illustration of building upon a foundation of rock and building upon a foundation of sand. He is speaking as a metaphor or as an allegory, using the rock and the sand as a metaphor or an allegory to express that if we desire to have a dependable, trustworthy, a successful and secure future, then we must build upon a firm foundation. He is teaching us concerning the kind of conduct that is required in order to build upon something that is solid and something that is going to be durable. Otherwise, we are just wasting our time. We are wasting our life. He's teaching us concerning the kind of conduct that is required to build for a successful, amen, and a desirable future in our life. And he tells us that the only kind of life that's going to be able to weather the storms that will come is the kind of life that is built upon the solid rock of his word. He says in those scriptures in Matthew, and we read them this morning, he said that those who hear and apply. Now just hang on a minute. We not only need to hear what God says, but we need to apply what God says. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of James that we should not be just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. He goes on to say that if we are just a hearer of the word, then we are deceiving ourselves. How are we deceiving ourselves? We are deceiving ourselves in thinking that we are building something that's going to stand the storms and the tests of life. But if it is not built upon the firm and the final foundation of God's word, amen, then I'm going to tell you it will not stand when storms come. We must have a life that is built upon hearing and applying his word. He says that those that hear and those that apply his word. to their life or someone who is like someone that builds upon a rock, builds upon a solid foundation. And when the storms of life come, because they are built upon an anchored rock, then they will stand the test of time. He also says that the opposite is true for those that hear and refuse to apply. He said, for those that hear and fail to apply his word to their life, he said, they are like someone who is building upon sand, building upon shifting sand. And he said, when the storms come and the winds begin to blow upon the life that's built upon the shifting sand, he said that this man that built upon the sand, when the storms came and the wind blew, amen, and it beat upon the house fell because it was not founded upon a rock. My wife and I, we love to go to the beach. We have a favorite place that we like to stay. It's right on the water. Open that big patio door, and the water is from me to that wall. Just, and you can hear it roaring, and just, I mean, it's just beautiful. I love it. It's awesome. And we will see people, kids and families, and they're down there building their sand castles and they're building moats, and I mean they are digging in the sand and they have all kinds of stuff created with their little bucket and their pail, and I mean they create sand castles and berms and all, and they take hours and hours to build. You know what happens? In the morning it's just flat and smooth as glass. Like they were never there. Do you know why? Because the waves of the tide come in the evening and it just washes it all away. Because it's just shifting sand. Jesus said, someone who hears my word and fails to apply my word, they are like someone who is just simply wasting their time because they are building upon something that will not last. Can I tell you this morning, be careful what kind of foundation that you are building your life upon. Be careful this morning what kind of foundation that you are structuring in your life. Amen. Because the type of foundation that you are building upon is going to determine whether you are going to stand the tests and the storms that life will bring us. Let me encourage you this morning to build your life upon the rock of ages. Build your life upon the solid rock, Christ Jesus. Build your life upon the eternal, forever settled, written word of the living God. Build your life upon the chief cornerstone. There is an old hymn that sings, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, amen, or Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. And the chorus says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is nothing but sinking sand. Build your life upon the principles of God. Build your life upon the principles of his word. He says, all who hears and applies my word, those that hear and activate it in their life and apply that word in their life and begin. How many of you know it is not always convenient to live by the principles of God? Hello? It is not always convenient to tithe. It is not always convenient to pray. It is not always convenient to find time to read the Word of God. Hello? Or is that just me? Amen. It's not always convenient to do the things that God calls us to do or that God desires for us to do. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The only thing, amen, that will stand the test of time and the storms that life have to bring is a foundation of stone. And He is that stone. And we must build upon His principles and apply His word to our life. Regardless of convenience, the Bible declares in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 16, the Bible says these words through the prophet of Isaiah. God says, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay, amen, for a foundation. Behold, I lay for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And He was talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. He is that sure foundation. He is that precious cornerstone. He is that tried stone. He is that solid rock. Amen. Build upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Build upon the principles of God. And build upon His word. Amen. And when the storms of life come, your foundation will stand secure. And that brings us to my second text found in the book of James. How many of you, if you were honest, when I read the two different texts, you said to yourself, how in the world do those two things jive? Right? Well, when the Lord began to lay the word on my heart and this message upon my heart, I said, no, wait a minute, Lord. How do these two things intersect? How did it come together? And we normally preach these two different texts as two separate messages. I've done it myself. But here's the thing that I want to get across to you this morning. James chapter 1, verse number 8, tells us that a double-minded man or woman, a double-minded individual, is unstable in not some of their ways, not a few of their ways, but in all of their ways. Every area of their life, double-mindedness will affect every area of our life, both spiritual and in the natural. And if a double-minded man is stable in all of his ways, the Spirit of the Lord just wanted me and you to stop and consider this morning this question. If a wise man is one who hears and applies God's word, and he is like someone that is building upon a rock, and if the Bible tells us that a foolish man is like someone who hears the word and fails to apply it, and that he is like someone who is building a life upon shifting sand, then I ask the question this morning, what kind of foundation does a double-minded man build upon? Because I'm going to tell you something, whether we realize it or not, we are often double-minded. Hello? And what kind of foundation does the double-minded person build upon? And the answer to that question is an unstable foundation. An unstable foundation. a foundation that is unstable because of the double-minded man. He's unstable in not just some of his ways, but in all of his ways. And let me just tell you something here this morning. We are often quick to recognize those that are around us and those that are among us that are, amen, wise and doing the will of God. And we often are quickly, amen, ready to point out those who are building upon a solid foundation. And sometimes we're very, very often and quick to point out those who are not, amen. But what about those among us this morning that may be building upon an unstable foundation because we are double-minded? Nobody likes to admit that they're double-minded. Nobody wants to take a look at themselves and challenge their heart. Amen. But the Bible tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all areas of his life. What about those of us maybe that are among us even here this morning that are building not on a firm foundation and not on a foundation of sand, but an unstable foundation anyway because of our double doubtful mind? And because of our double-minded ways. The Bible tells us in Matthew's gospel, chapter 6 and verse number 24. This is what the Bible says. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, no man, not you, not me, no man can serve two masters. Because he will either hate the one and love the other. He will hold to one and despise the other. No man can serve two masters. What is he saying? He's saying you can't be double-minded. You can't be two-faced. James chapter 4, verse number 4. This is what James says. He says, know ye not that friendship with the world is an enemy with God? And whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. What does he say? It boils down to saying you cannot be double-minded. You cannot be double-minded and expect to have any kind of success when the storms of life come. You are either building upon a rock, you are either building upon sand, and oftentimes we find ourselves in a double-minded quandary. And when we are double-minded, we are simply building on an unstable foundation. And when the storms of life come and our boat gets rocked, amen, don't expect the structure to stand. Hello? James says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. What does it mean to be double-minded? Double-minded means to look in two directions at the same time. You're torn. Part of me wants to go here, part of me wants to go there. Anybody ever find themselves in a double-minded situation? All the time. And a part of me wants to do this, and another part of me wants to do that. A part of me wants to do this, and another part of me wants to do something else. And we find ourselves oftentimes, amen, literally in the Greek, it means double-souled. Really, it means that you're schizophrenic. Right? Amen, a part of the heart is toward God, and a part of your heart is toward the world. Hello? Part of your heart wants to serve the Lord and do what's right in the sight of God, and another part of your heart is just, amen, pointed toward the world, and you want to be like the world. Let me tell you, you will get hurt sitting on the fence. What am I saying? I'm saying make up your mind. Here, let me give you an example. The children of Israel had followed Ahab into idolatry. Ahab was the king. of the nation at that time. You'll find it in 1 Kings chapter 17 and chapter 18. And they followed Ahab into idolatry. And he ordered, by way of Jezebel, his wife, they ordered that all of the prophets or the men of God be killed. And they went about killing all of the men of God, because they were preaching the truth and nobody wanted to hear the truth. And so they were killing the men of God. And here comes Elijah, a prophet of the Lord, and he challenges the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel to a showdown and says, "You take a bullock, I'll take a bullock. We'll both put it upon the altar, and the God that answers with fire, that's the God we'll serve." But this is what he said to them. He said, "How long will you halt between two opinions? If God be God, then let's serve God. If Baal is God, then let's serve Baal. But let's make up our mind. How long halt ye between two opinions?" What he was really saying was, how long are you going to remain double-minded? How long will you be divided in your devotion to God? Oh, this is turning out really rough, isn't it? Hello? How long will we be double-minded in our devotion to the Lord? How long will we be double-minded in our commitment to God? Amen. Let me just tell you something. Amen. A double-minded individual is unstable in all of their ways. And if you're unstable in all of your ways, it means that you're building a life on unstable ground. James is an unstable man. What does unstable mean? Let me give you some Wikipedia. Unstable means inconsistent, untrustworthy, unstable, marked with instability, prone to change, apt to give way, unsteady, rickety. I like this one. Shaky and unsafe. Unbalanced. Unfixed. Wavering in purpose or intent. A double-minded individual is prone to change. Now, let me just see, we don't need any hands or any testimonies, but let me just see if you know anyone like this. One day they're up, and the next day they're down. One week they're in, and the next week they're out. One week it's hallelujah, and next week it's, oh God. Hello? In, out, prone to change, shifty, shaky, uncertain, inconsistent, undependable. Hello? Why? Because they are double-minded. The problem with the double-minded, amen, is one week they're spiritual and the next week they're carnal. You cannot count on them. They are undependable and unpredictable. How many of you know God's not looking for unpredictability? God is looking for someone that's committed to Him, devoted to Him. Come hell, come high water, pick a lane, get in it, and drive. Hello? This is what the Bible said in Joshua chapter 24, verse number 15. Understand the context of what I'm fixing to quote. Joshua brings all of the people together. He brings all of the children of Israel together because Joshua knows that he is about to die. He says, "I've got a final couple of things I want to say to you before I go." He says, "If it seems good to you," in Joshua 24:15, "if it seemed good unto you, you to serve the gods on the other side of the river, then you go ahead and do that. But," he said, "as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we've made up our mind." We're going to serve the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Same scenario with Moses. He gathers the people of God together because he knows his time is short. And he says to them in Deuteronomy, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Behold, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that both you and your seed may live after you. Amen. But it's decision time. Make up your mind who you're going to serve and point in that direction and stay in that direction. Amen. Maybe you are here this morning and you identify with the double-minded, because we all at some point in our walk with God become double-minded in certain areas of our life. Maybe you're here this morning and you've been trying to build upon an unstable foundation. Maybe you are here this morning and you've been trying to build upon an inconsistent foundation. Maybe you're here this morning, amen, and you've been double-minded, trying to serve God and trying to hold on to something of the world. Beloved, let me just tell you this morning, the only kind of life that's going to stand the test of time when the trials come and the winds of adversity blow and the rains begin to descend is a house that has been built upon a solid foundation. Amen. That foundation is Jesus Christ. And that foundation is not just hearing his word, but applying his word and living his word. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you're built upon sand or an unstable foundation, you're in for calamity. The only foundation that will last is the foundation of Jesus Christ. And these are not my words. These are the words of Jesus. He says in Matthew chapter 7, therefore, whosoever, everybody say whosoever means me. He's talking to me. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and when the rains descended and the floods came, it stood because it was built upon a firm, solid, consistent foundation. And then he says, and everyone that hears the sayings of mine and does them not, I will liken unto a foolish man who, like those individuals that I've seen on the beaches in Lincoln City, invest all of that time in building something only to have the water and the waves wash it away. He said, when the rains came and the floods descended upon it, the house could not stand because it was built upon shifting sand. And I bring us back to James. An unstable man is unstable in all of his ways. Inconsistency brings instability. I have seen it down through the years. I'm gonna close. I have seen it down through the years. Individuals that were inconsistent in their walk with God, and that when trouble came, they wondered where God was. They wondered why God didn't do something. Children that have been raised in inconsistent homes, they were not taught consistently by example the word of God. Listen, I'm just going to be really transparent with you. When my boys were growing up, church was not an option. It wasn't up for discussion. We were going to church. They knew it. Sunday morning, I didn't have to tell them to get ready. They knew they were going. Hello? Consistency matters. Commit, because it's commitment. It boils down to commitment. Consistency matters. build consistently upon the principles of God. And when you consistently build upon the principles of God, then everything else stands. You don't have to try to go shore it up. It was built upon the rock. Storms may come, winds may blow, amen, rain may fall. But they'll just keep right on standing. If you are here this morning and you recognize yourself in one of these three builders, maybe you're building the best you can upon that rock. Wonderful. Maybe you're building on shifting sand and you, Lord, have mercy, preacher. I didn't realize I was building upon shifting sand. I didn't realize I was building. Maybe you're here and you see yourself in that third builder, the double-minded guy, the double-minded girl, torn between here and there. And you realize this morning that you're building upon an unstable foundation. The good news is that you can change that. The good news is that there is time that you can change that and begin to build consistently upon the principles of God's word. And when the storms of life come and the winds of life blow and the rains from adversity begin to fall, you just keep right on standing. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed all over the building. Can I have someone come back to the instruments, please? Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, we are all builders in life. We are all building for a future because this life is not all that there is. One day we will spend eternity either in your presence or far removed from your presence. This morning, Lord, help us to understand that there are only three builders. The one who hears and applies, the one who hears and fails to apply, and then the unstable builder, the double-minded, the doubtful-minded, the half-heartedly devoted, the proportionately committed. We are all one of those things. Help us to understand this morning the error of our way and recognize that we are building on an unstable foundation. Help us to turn from that and fully and wholeheartedly commit and devote ourselves to you, to your principles. That when the storm comes, the rains fall, the winds blow, that we could be confident that we are going to be secure in you. Touch our hearts this morning. Touch our spirits this morning. I ask in Jesus' name, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Are you here this morning and would be willing to slip up your hand and say, Pastor Gary, I'm that unstable builder this morning. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. I'm that double-minded person this morning. God sees your hand. God sees yours. Anyone else? You say, Pastor Gary, the Lord's speaking to me. Yes, yes. The Lord's speaking to me. God sees your hand. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful this morning for your response. It's never easy to preach a challenging word that pricks our heart so deeply. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. When the Holy Spirit began to lay this word upon my heart, I had to look deep within my spirit. Say, God, don't let me be double-minded. Let me be singly devoted to you. And I appreciate the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart this morning. Any more hands, you'd slip it up quickly and say, "Preacher, that's me." Yes. Stand to your feet all over the building one more time. Hands have been lifted throughout this congregation. Bow your heads with me. Slip up your hands. Let me pray with those that lifted their hands. Lord, Father God, you see how the enemy is so decisively deceitful and wicked, and how that he often pulls the scales over our eyes, that he might blind us to keep us from seeing the truth. Thank you this morning, Lord, that you have peeled the scales from the eyes of the people that love you. And now, Father, I pray that you would hear their cry for a change, a greater commitment, a greater devotion to slip off the fence, to singularly focus in one direction upon you, to build upon a solid rock of hearing and applying and doing your word. Father, I pray this morning that as they begin to build upon that commitment that they have lifted their hand to renew for this morning, that, oh God, you would begin to secure and solidify and concrete together that unstable foundation that we have been standing upon. That when the storms come and the winds blow, we are confident in not ourselves, but confident in you. The keeper of our soul, the keeper of our heart. I pray, Lord, for each and every hand. I ask you, Father, to bless them today. Watch over them today. Bless that commitment that they have made, I pray, as we slip into 2015. Let us be resolute in our mind, our body, and in our spirit to be completely and wholly devoted to Christ. I ask it in Jesus' name.